I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1964. President Lyndon Baines Johnson gave a mid-morning address in the Rose Garden of the White House. He was there to sign the Economic Opportunity Act that launched what became known as Johnson's War on Poverty. During his speech, the president declared, "On this occasion, the American people and our American system are making history." He said, "We will work through our communities all over the country to develop comprehensive community action programs with remedial education, with job training, with retraining, with health and employment counseling, with neighborhood improvement. We will strike at poverty's roots." The initiative included multiple programs. Among them was a Job Corps to provide basic workplace training to young workers ages 16 to 21. Work study money was made available for low-income college students. Assistance was provided for agricultural workers and rural families. In 1965, Congress allocated $800 million for the program. But many in Congress opposed the initiative and did all they could to limit its scope and funding. Historians, the press, and the general public have long debated the impact of President Johnson's War on Poverty. Many have noted that the funding levels were never high enough for a fully effective jobs training and anti-poverty program. In 1981, Congress repealed the act during the first year of Ronald Reagan's presidency. Fortunately for many families living in poverty, the programs started as a result of President Johnson's War on Poverty still remain. The AFL-CIO published an article reflecting on the 50th anniversary of the War on Poverty. It called for raising the minimum wage. The article stated, "Clearly, we cannot be serious about ending poverty as long as those who get employment still find themselves below poverty." Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.